Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We now welcome in a former Browns offensive lineman. You know him every Monday throughout football season. We have him on here, probably enjoying a few adult Pepsis right now. The great Jason Pinkston joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, Pink?
What's going on, fellas?
Not a whole lot, man. Just kind of cruising here. I'm curious here because we probably should start at the obvious place with the quarterbacks here. Who does Jason Pinkston want starting week one at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
That's one someone who's going to win us some football games. I really do like Joe Flacco to be the starter, and I think he will be just because of the veteran leadership that he brings to that team and, you know, what he did for us a couple years ago. I think he is obviously the most ready quarterback on that roster right now, and then may the chips fall where they fall, you know, throughout training camp and preseason to see what these other guys can do.
Bing, how much when you played would you have been affected if the team was going, like, when I think about Joe Flacco, I'm like, okay, they're trying to win as many games as they can. Whereas if they throw Kenny Pickett out there, that's more about them hoping that they have something kind of like what Minnesota had last year or what Seattle had with Geno Smith, where it's like, maybe, just maybe, we can get something. But I don't think he's the best quarterback out there. How much, you being in those locker rooms, does that matter to you that when you look and see the quarterback, you're like, okay, I care about X, Y, and Z?
You know, I think it does. Well, I'll put it this way. I think it matters more to those veteran guys who've been around, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. Myself, for me, I was just so concerned about doing my job and not getting anyone killed that I really didn't care who the quarterback was. But if you look at that roster, you know, your Joel Batonios, your Myles Garrett, some of those guys who are, you know, they're getting up there in years and you know, they want to win. And they want to win now. It plays a big part into it. And I just think with those guys on that roster, I mean, we've seen what, obviously, we've faced Kenny Pickett for a number of years. You know, we know what he can do. And obviously, with Coach Stefanski, I think he'll do a great job as a hands-on coach and working with him. I do think Kenny does fit our system a little bit better than he fit the system in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens with him throughout training camp and seeing how many reps he gets in the preseason, along with those younger guys too. I mean, I was at practice on Wednesday last week for the alumni barbecue, and those guys can really sling the ball and throw it. So this process is going to go on probably to the first week for the first week of the season to see who actually really is going to be the starter. But if you ask me, I think it'll be Joe Flacco, and he'll be mentoring those guys and showing them the way to go.
Jason, we're in an interesting spot here where a fair amount, I think the consensus take is the rookies are going to play at some point this year, but it can't be week one. And so, and like people are even saying, well, get through the first 6 weeks and then the quarterback will be better equipped to start after that.
It's me. I'm saying it. Hi, Pink.
I'm like logistically, from a rookie, how much of a difference or what are the differences between week one and starting week one and starting week 6 or 7?
I will say this, and I would have to agree with that. I don't think a rookie will be a starter week one or Kenny Pickett. But, you know, if you get later into the season, you come up to that bye week and you get them prepared, stepping in there week one as a rookie, if it goes bad, it can ruin you. It honestly can ruin you mentally, physically, and it does play a big part on it. I mean, it's a hard league to get into, and there's a lot to learn for a rookie, especially a rookie quarterback. I could see it, you know, someone, whatever quarterback it is, being behind Flacco up into the bye week, and unless Joe comes out there and he's lighting it up and killing it and we are winning games and we're in it, I think nothing will be changed until, you know, later in that bye week.
So did you see the quarterbacks throw at the barbecue, or was that elsewhere?
No, I saw them throw. We got to watch practice. I saw them throw, and they can sling it. I mean, it's
who were you the most impressed with?
You know, it's very interesting. I knew that question was going to be asked. I do like Shador. I mean, I saw him throw some balls into some windows, and it was just like, wow. I mean, he throws a really nice football. But all the guys did well, you know, and obviously it was the last mini camp practice, I believe. So it was kind of fast. It was kind of quick. You know, they were in there a couple balls apiece, but it wasn't, you know, you didn't really get to gauge them, see them do like a full practice and take all the reps with the one. There was a rotation going there, and you're not going to really see much. You can, it's more like, you know, like high school when they're doing these 7-on-7 drill or 7-on-7 passes. There's no real pass rush or blitzes being thrown at you, so it's kind of hard to really gauge it. But overall, I thought they all threw some nice footballs and commanded the offense pretty well of the limited offense that they have put in right now.
I think I've been patient since you mentioned it. I'm gonna need a rundown of this barbecue.
Okay, so it was catered. It was absolutely fantastic. Brisket, pulled pork, mac and cheese, coleslaw, potato salad, collard greens. They had the works there. I mean, it was a nice event, and I'm so mad at myself because I forgot who the caterer was, but it was phenomenal. Very good.
Did you go back they for right. go back for
yeah, they
seconds?
They weren't like stingy with the food though, were they?
Oh no, it was you go up as many times as you want, but it was so hot that one box was good enough for me. Like it was a very nice day. It was warm. It was hot. So like on a hot day like that, you know, you do 2-3 plates of brisket and pulled pork, and then it's a long 2-hour drive home. So kind of took it easy in that regard.
It'd take a 5-hour drive home, buddy. I mean, I'm just saying, YOLO, right?
I had to get home. I actually had dinner with my high school or my college coach, Coach Wanstead. He was in town for the U.S. Open. He wanted to have dinner, so I was up there. Tuesday night, went to Browns practice and the barbecue Wednesday, drove home and had dinner with my coach later that night.
Did you and Wanstead talk Browns at all? He's been everywhere lately.
You know what? It was so funny. He talked about Aaron Shea a little bit. Aaron was he was in Cleveland with me. He was our player personnel development coach on the staff at the time. And Aaron made a comment that, he wanted me to come to Miami. And he asked me two questions. Do I want to catch or do I want to block? I said, I want to catch. He goes, you're not my tight end then. So, yeah, we did talk a little bit of Browns. And I guess there's some Netflix show coming out that he was talking about with Jimmy Johnson and the Cowboys and Jerry Jones. That was very interesting, and I can't say much more than that, but it should be pretty explosive.
I will say it's interesting because Aaron Shea then came to the NFL and all he did was block. With love and respect to Aaron Shea.
Love Aaron to death. He and his son Kinsley were there. I think Kinsley said he goes to work.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Westlake, he's a baseball player, football player, but very, very good guy. He was always great to the rookies and took care of us and kind of showed us the way and mentored us through finances, everything. Aaron's a great guy.
Bing, does it mean anything to you that now we've had Greg Newsom last week on the NFL Network talk glowingly about Shador and how just awesome he thinks he is, and then we've had all sorts of other veterans. I don't know if you saw Ocho Cinco at all, but he basically said what Denzel Ward is thinking in regards to Shador. Is it odd that they all seem just kind of they're in love in many ways with Shador this early on?
I mean, you know what you see as a former player and those guys that are in the locker room, you see all this stuff that the media puts out, and then you meet them and get to know them, and you're in the trenches with them, you're going to war with them. He seems like a great guy. He seems like a nice guy, very, very professional, spoke nice and talked to the kids. He talked to my son, talked to my daughter, my wife. I mean, it was, he seems like a very good kid. And, you know, when that spotlight's on you as a young kid and you throw NIL in there and you throw he's Deion's son and all the money he has himself, you know, no one's perfect. They make mistakes, right? And sometimes you say things or people, they assume things about you or you're this kind of kid and you know, you got the flashy jewelry and chains and things. And sometimes people form opinions of people that may not necessarily be true. Then tonight, you know, you get to meet them and talk to them and you're practicing and going to war with them. Then, you know, you turn out there, obviously, you know, he's a great kid. He got picked up. He's a Brown. So obviously they're going to welcome him in that locker room and try to make him feel comfortable. And they believe in what he's done and, you know, his body of work that he's put in at Colorado. And so I think he's going to be a good kid for us, a good player. And you know, he's surrounded by a good group of guys, and they just got to keep leading him that way.
Pink, we've heard multiple times the Browns going back to the wide zone blocking scheme. I know you played a bit here in Cleveland in that system as well. That was one of Joe Thomas's preferred schemes, if I remember correctly. So just for fans out there, like, what are the strengths and weaknesses, or what are the differences between maybe a wide zone blocking scheme and what the Browns tried to do last year?
You know, I feel like everyone tries to model it behind Mike Shanahan and what he did in Washington. And now if you look at Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, they're running that same offense, that wide zone, where you really get the defensive line moving. I really do like it. I will say this, Cal did not like me for that offense. When I came out of college, I was in a more of a pro style offense. We ran power, counter, toss, and the league is now getting away from that style of football and they're more into this wide zone blocking scheme. Now, if you have an offensive line that plays together, that can run and really move the defensive line side to side, it opens up your offense so well with your play-action passes, your boots, your rollouts. And the quarterbacks we have on our team, it fits that mold for them. I mean, it's honestly, when it's working, it's a thing of beauty. But when you have defensive linemen, you know, penetrating gaps and, you know, a lineman's off by a block or two, or a step, he takes the wrong step, that's when it looks really bad. I love it for us, for the weapons that we have with our new running back. I think that kid's going to be a phenomenal football player for us. We saw what he did at Ohio State. I mean, you look at our tight ends and our wide receivers, I mean, the zone blocking scheme fits us. Now it's our time to produce and really lock in and really run it the right way. Last year we were kind of off kilter. We were just missing something, our identity. But I was talking to Joel a little bit at practice, and you know, they seem to love this offensive line, this new offensive line coach. So it's very exciting. I'm obviously on board, and I can't wait. You know, training camp's about a month away, and we're going to be fully back into the swing of football season and seeing it, and watching practices and watching preseason games. I think it could be good for us if we can get the quarterback and the offensive line on the same page. Big Jones, he looks phenomenal. If everyone can stay healthy and we can put something together here, who knows what happens.
Jason, great stuff, buddy. Always great catching up with you. And enjoy the summer. We'll catch up probably right around training camp.
Sounds good, man. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Thank you so much, buddy. Jason Pinkston there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're reacting to what he had to say about this Brown situation and unlikely. Maybe this might be unlikely, but it's probably real. What the hell am I saying? What are we even doing right now?
You just need me to talk so you can do that one again?
Can you give me a countdown yeah, so right, I can erase that?
I'll start with a five, so I really give you some time here. 5, 4, 3, he's in the hurry-up offense. 2, 1, go.
Oh, you hurried up on
I'm
the
sorry,
3, 2,
that was
1.
Bad. That was bad of me. All right, this one's going to be a three count.
Nope, support for Shador from an unlikely Potentially, maybe. Sorts. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.